We have with us right now Joe Mantegna. You know him and love him from such roles as The Godfather 3 and, of course, Criminal Minds. We're going to talk to you about what you're on here to talk about in just a minute, but we have a bunch of people who actually sent us questions for you, so we want to ask you about them, okay?
Okay.
We have one person who anonymously sent in. Most people have signed them, but they wanted to know about your experience on The Simpsons. I guess you're one of three people, Elizabeth Taylor and Mark Hamill, to play yourself and a fictional character on the show.
That's true. I play Fat Tony. I've been doing it for 22 years now.
Wow. When you first went on, it was supposed to be a one-time thing, right?
Yeah, I had no idea that it would turn into what it did, and I'm glad it did. I mean, I enjoy doing the show, and it's funny. In some, I go to some countries, and I think, you know, I'm more known as Fat Tony than probably anything I've done in my career. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it is. It's a fun show. Okay, let's go right into the questions that we have here. We have a lot of them. Some of them I don't understand, but maybe you will.
Okay.
Kevin Bechet writes, are you scared of Hutch or Hotch?
I'm scared of Hotch, yeah. Well, that's a character on Criminal Minds, Hotch. Am I scared of him? No, I'm not scared of him. I mean, if you know the backstory of Criminal Minds, actually, Hotch is the character. I trained Hotch. In other words, my character of David Rossi, I was one of the guys who started the behavior analysis unit of the FBI, and Hotch was one of my first guys that I brought in and trained him. So when I came back to the unit after retiring, I've kind of relinquished my leadership role to him, and he takes the lead as the unit chief. But fear, no. No, I think we have a very... You'll notice he's the only guy in the group that also calls me Dave, as opposed to Ross, and so we have a very familiar relationship on the show.
Okay, Mindy Altman writes, and Cindy Albert also wrote very similar questions. She said, I love the Criminal Minds episode with an autistic child focus. It's so great to see it becoming a focus, and with great actors like him to get it there, there can be much more acceptance of our kids. And the other Cindy wrote, how has raising a child with autism affected your acting career, and has it affected the roles you've chosen to take?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's affected the roles I've chosen to take, but I think in that instance, by doing a role like that, I had some input in how that actor behaved, and actually did have some input on that episode. So, you know, everybody has a story, and it is what it is. And of course, mine is that, you know, my wife and I, we do have, one of our children does have autism, and so it's part of our daily life. So to be able to contribute the knowledge of that, you know, in my work, in the sense of if I have to do something, as in this case, doing an episode that deals with it, I bring whatever I can to it, whatever knowledge I can to it.
Okay. Derek Diedrichson writes, I loved you in Stephen King's Thinner. That's not a question, but we'll say it anyway. On a local question, Carolyn Curtis Mahoney sends, ask this, anything you'd like to share about your experiences playing Spencer, our beloved Boston-based PI? What aspects of the character most intrigued you, and did you work directly with Robert Parker at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, yeah, I loved the character. I loved the books. I had read all the books, and I worked very closely with Robert Parker. It was Robert who actually called me and asked me to play the role, because he had read in an article that how much I admired him as an author. And when A&E decided to do, as it turned out, we did three of the books and made them into movies, Parker called me personally and wanted me to play the role, because I think he, and I even said to him, I said, Robert, I've read the books. I'm not really the stereotypical choice to play Spencer based on the way you describe him. He says, it doesn't matter. You're the right actor for it. You'll understand the character. That's what's important. And I was so flattered that he said that. And I did the movies. He was in all of them. He did a little bit part in them besides writing the screenplay. And then also I still do all the books on tape. And to this day, I mean, I know Robert's passed, but there's a new writer who's taken over writing the Spencer books, who's very good, named Ace Atkins. And I'll continue to do the books on tape as long as they create the Spencer character.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because Michael Bloom writes, I enjoy listening to his audiobook performances as Spencer while commuting. I wish he would pronounce some words with more of a Boston flavor. One good example is Quincy versus Quincy. Please ask him if he performs all the voices, or if there's someone else that sometimes provides one of them.
No, that's me doing all the voices. And I mean, and I purposely, you know, I understand I probably would have more of a Boston accent, but like I said, for me it's more important to try to get the flavor of who the guy is. And I don't want to, like, fake an accent if I can help it, and maybe not sound quite right, not do it exactly as maybe somebody from Boston would. Being from Chicago, I know I've already got a pretty much strong accent in that direction. But no, I do all the voices on the books on tape, and I enjoy doing it very much.
And Carolyn says she wonders if you have any thoughts on Mandy Patinkin's recent comments about his exit from Criminal Minds due to his violent content. What guides you as you choose roles?
Well, I mean, he's certainly free to voice his opinion on how he felt about that and why he left the show, if that's the reason. My feeling is I look at it a whole different way. I mean, I realize our show has a lot of violence in it, but the violence we portray is real violence in the sense that this really does happen, and there are really these individuals who do this job. And I think it's a disservice to them to say, oh, my God, this is freaky. This kind of freaks me out. Because when I do it for pretend. So in other words, I'm just doing a portrayal of what these real people do every day. And so out of respect for them, we try to do it as earnestly and as realistically as possible. And if it's disturbing to some people, well, so be it. I mean, our show, we get 15 million people watch it, you know, every week, and so we must be doing something right.
It's amazing, huh?
And so I think part of it is because they realize we're just trying to portray things as they really are. And so out of respect for the real members of the BAU and the FBI, it doesn't bother me at all. What we have to deal with, it's disturbing, but so is life. And so, like I say, hopefully people learn from watching a show like this.
Any of your children get into showbiz at all?
Yeah, my youngest daughter's an actress. She was actually Miss Golden Globes 2 years ago, and she's been working, you know, since she's been about 11.
Is this Gia?
Gia, yeah, my daughter Gia.
Yeah. Have you worked with her at all in anything?
You know, we did a movie when she was very young. We did a thing called Uncle Nino, and she was wonderful in it. She also did an episode of Criminal Minds when she was younger. She did one episode, and I had nothing to do with it. I mean, the producers came up to me and says, we want to hire your daughter to do this one role. We think she'd be great. I said, look, if she wants to do it and you want to hire her, go ahead. And she's wonderful. She's a wonderful actress, and so I think she's going to do just fine in this business.
I know you're good friends with Dennis Leary. Do you ever go to any of his fundraisers out here where he does
the...
Yeah,
I just heard from him. He just texted me yesterday, in fact. I probably will be seeing him this week. But, we try to, you know, he's on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast, so we try to, when we hook up, you know, when we can, to kind of see each other. And you know, his family and my family, we all know each other really well, and it's great.
He's done some great stuff for the firefighters out here.
Oh, the best, yeah. No, Dennis is he's my Irish brother. I really love him to death.
Now, for folks out there who are wondering why Joe called in, he wasn't just calling in to say hi to me. It was unfortunate that's not the reason why, but he's actually calling because there's a Hollywood Christmas parade that is a tradition for over 80 years, and it's telecast on the Hallmark Channel Monday, December 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And the Grand Marshal of this year's parade is none other than Tony Award and Emmy Award-winning actor Joe Mantegna, who's with us right now. So you're the big cheese of the parade.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite an honor. I mean, I felt like I was channeling Bob Hope doing this parade. It was like, you know, I know the history of it, and it's been around forever. I used to watch it as a kid, and to sort of actually be the Grand Marshal this year was quite an honor, and I was very flattered, and it was a wonderful experience. It's just one of those milestones that I was lucky enough to kind of have happened to me.
Well, they have some very interesting celebrities that'll be joining you there as hosts and performers and all kinds of things going on there too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole, you know, they have acts that actually do numbers. I mean, it's reminiscent of the Macy's Day Parade in a way that they do at Thanksgiving in New York, and it's really something. It's to see Hollywood Boulevard really lit up and really with a red carpet going right down the middle of the street and all that.
Well, and we should mention that it benefits the Marine Toy for Tots program, too.
Marine Toy for Tots, which I'm a huge supporter of our military. I mean, in fact, my character in Criminal Minds is a former Marine, and we actually did an episode that dealt with that a couple weeks ago, an episode that my assistant actually co-wrote, because we've been pushing for this episode for a while. So, I'm actually very close to the... When I got my star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, one of the people who spoke on my behalf... You're allowed two people who speak. Was the director of the Marine Corps, General Willie Williams, flew out from Washington D.C. and spoke on my behalf. So this was perfect for me to be the Grand Marshal of a parade that had the, uh, you know, Marines Toys for Tots represented and being the beneficiaries of the parade.
It's a wonderful thing. It's going to have over 100 celebrities from film and television and stage, 21 award-winning bands, and, of course, the United States Marine Corps Color Guard will be there as well. So it's all going to be seen on the Hallmark Channel Monday, December 10th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.